Next item on the agenda pertaining to Spotted Dogfish Limited Entry Permit pertaining to sharks.
Back to 490. We had the blue paper passing up is a amendment of the regulation pertaining to section 44. There was one line missing that was advertised but was not in your packet, so we just made that amendment this morning. We caught it. Same deal, NIT committee, same issues. New recommendation. We'll just keep this short. One of the things that also came up and we already mentioned for October was last year was the spiny dogfish fishery. There is consideration that we may be going to state-by-state quotas in the future. There was concern about our harvest being landed somewhere else and that state gaining from that. There are some other issues about overcapitalization of the spiny dogfish fishery. When we do have it open for in this area, when the fish are available, issue of just everyone being able to jump in there and eat up the quota really quick, and then it's closed right down. And we've seen it closed early in the winter, frequently in the last few years. The Gillnet Committee also considered this issue, and what they came up with is a provision to qualify for a spiny dogfish limited entry permit. It's not a license permit, so it's free. Individuals would have had to have averaged at least 60 days of harvest with a gill net from 06 through 08 and documented at least 1 pound of spiny dogfish in that harvest from 06 through 08. And from that, we had 63 individuals qualify through that measure. Or they said, looking for guys who just harvest a lot of dogfish and maybe they're not using gill net, document at least 10,000 pounds of spiny dogfish in any 1 year from 06 through 08. And through that process, we had quite a few, depending on the year you looked at, you had anywhere from 33 to 71 individuals. You have to mix the two up to get your final number. You end up with 101 individuals qualifying for this permit. 9 of those qualified by the first provision, by the harvest provision, 60 days with at least 1 pound of dogfish. 38 made it through the second provision, and 54 met by both provisions. So we have 101 individuals. This is another item we did advertise for public hearing. We have received no written public comment to date, and staff's recommendation is to adopt the amendments on pages 9 and 10 of Regulation 490 that would establish a limited entry commercial fishery for dogfish to be effective November 1st, 2009, just a few short days from now.
Questions of Mr. Grist? Thank you, Judge. This is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? Public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the Commission for action. Mr. Schick.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.